Next, I'd like to call Ed Bowen, President and CEO of National Business Innovation Association, to highlight why the debate is different this time than in years past. Ed?
Well, thank you, Tom, and thanks to everyone for being here. I know you all have a busy week, and certainly no one is busier than Tom, but he felt that this was a primary issue, and we certainly all feel that this is one of the greatest challenges our industry has faced. And we felt it really important for the entire spectrum of general aviation to be here talking about this very serious, very immediate threat. You know, the idea of user fees has been percolating in Washington for quite some time now, but it really hit a major milestone in March. In March, the airlines called a press conference at their lobby headquarters on Pennsylvania Avenue, three blocks from the White House. And they announced what Tom has already mentioned, which is their Smart Skies Initiative, what they call their blueprint for modernization. And when they rolled out their blueprint, it had 10 key principles to it. Now, when you read those principles, they were all kind of vague, a little opaque. There were some inherent contradictions, but it was clear that at the heart of those 10 principles was two very clear themes. The airlines in the United States have as their proposal for modernization that they want to pay less and they want to control more. They want to pay less by shifting from our current tax system to a user fee system that treats all airplanes the same, regardless of their size. According to the airline spokesman, a blip is a blip. All airplanes should pay the same, whether there are 3, 30, or 300 passengers on board. According to the airlines, an airline ought to pay the same, whether it's an A380 with 555 passengers or a Malibu Meridian. To them, it's all a piece of metal flying through the sky. Now, of course, the fault in that premise is that, as Jack said, it's the airlines that drive the cost of the system with their hub-and-spoke operating model. When one airline decides to put 50 airplanes into a single airport in a 15-minute window, that was a fact that was established by the General Accounting Office, by the Department of Transportation. It's something that the low-cost airlines themselves talked about the last time around. But it is clear that what they want to do is shift. And according to the airlines, they put the figure at $2 billion. They want to shift $2 billion from the airlines and on to general aviation. They also made it clear that they want to control the system. The press releases from that day talked about getting Congress and contractors out of the way, that they, the airlines, know best about how to run the system. Now, if you agree that the ability to impose mandatory charges on a community is the ability to tax them out of the system, you understand how serious this threat is from the airlines. They want a rate board controlled by the airlines, charging fees on everyone at the same rate, regardless of the size. Now, if we've gone around and talked to people about this issue, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, I'm hearing user fees again. Heard it before. I remember 10 years ago there was a big user fee debate. And you know what? Didn't really do anything. And it all worked out just fine. So my plan this time around is not to do much. It is fundamentally different this time around. The last time there was a user fee debate, you had 6 major airlines, what we now call legacy airlines, who decided that Southwest Airlines needed to be put out of business. They viewed Southwest as a threat and decided they needed to find some way to hinder their competitor. And what they did was kind of ingenious. They said, you know, we're paying this ticket tax, and it's based on the price of a ticket. The major airlines were then charging around $300 or $400 per ticket. There was a 10% ticket tax. And so they were paying their customers $30 or $40 per tax. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines was flying around the country for $39. And they said that's not fair. The Southwest passenger is only paying $3.90. And so their plan back then was very simple. Let's have one flat fee per passenger, call it $25 or $30. And what we'll do then is we'll hit the Southwest customer, and they're not flying anywhere for $39. Now they're going to be flying for $69. We'll double their cost. That will hurt them. We'll put the money in our pocket. It's a great plan. And so the major airlines went after the low-cost airlines. All through that debate, they said, we don't care about general aviation, any part of general aviation. Fly free for all we care. Fly anywhere you want to. This is between the major airlines and Southwest. At that time, general aviation community said, we're concerned about that. We're afraid if they get their way with Southwest, maybe they'll come after us. Well, what ultimately happened in that debate is those airlines fought to a draw. The ticket tax went from 10% to 7.5% plus a segment fee. But Southwest also pointed out that the majors fly internationally and they weren't paying a tax. So they got an international departure tax. In essence, the airlines fought themselves to the largest tax increase in the history of aviation. This time around, the airlines have looked at each other and said, you know, we're not as different as we used to be. The majors have reduced their fares a little bit. Southwest has raised its fares a little bit. Southwest has begun flying longer haul flights, and they all said, you know, maybe there's a way we can all come together and go after general aviation. And that's exactly what their Smart Skies initiative does. And so for the first time, we've seen the user fees are now not just with general aviation as background noise, but with general aviation as the primary target. We're the group that is now under consideration. Now, what they're trying to do as part of that strategy is not go after all of general aviation at once. They're trying to divide and conquer. And that's why it's an honor to be here today with all of general aviation united and together and refusing to be divided. Thanks, Tom.